On our program today, visiting with Joshua Heyer, the superintendent for the Ogden School District. Middle of summer, and look, he's here.
It is middle of summer, and I am here, yes.
The upside is middle of summer gives you an opportunity to get some things done. All your staff, I know they're busy. You got projects that are going on. What kinds of things are happening for, like, on the facilities? What's getting painted? What's happening?
Yeah. You know, and I always get that question. You're in education. What do you do during the summer? You know, and honestly, there's a lot that takes place. It's definitely a slower pace than what it is during the regular school year. But boy, we got our crews, you know, our buildings and grounds, they're working extremely hard doing deep cleaning projects right now. They really are honestly turning over every stone and making sure that they're clean and wiping down all those material or surfaces, et cetera. You know, and then honestly, we've got some bigger projects going on. We got some new mulch going in our elementary, just making sure that the playground is safe. Mm-hmm. That's a big undertaking. You know, I mean, we're bringing in, I don't know how many tons of mulch. So we're doing that project right now.
And we'll point out, it is not the kind of mulch you're just going to go pick up on the... You know, like in the park, because you have to have certified stuff.
Correct. So, we actually went ahead and upgraded a little bit and went with a synthetic material. It's kind of a rubberish, if you will. We feel that that's going to be a little bit more durable, and it's going to last a little bit longer.
Probably not go away as quickly either.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Yep. Some of that, the natural wood, it decomposes over time. Yeah. So we ended up going with that route. Other than that, we got some indoor hardware going in on our doors. We're making sure that our locks and those types of things.
Is that part of your security, the security upgrade thing?
We are just looking at overall security and continual safety. It was not part of our Homeland Security bid, but it was something that we wanted to reduce the amount of keys that were in our facilities, as well as make sure that all interior doors had a push button lock.
Okay.
So we went ahead and the board approved that at our last board meeting. So, you know, that project's going on, and we are wrapping up some of our Homeland Security with some exterior door signals to identify if those doors are open and those types of things. So overall, yes, we are extremely busy during the summer just with projects and preparing us for the 24-25 school year.
You were doing your track?
We are. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I actually checked in with Billy Olson. He's our buildings and grounds before heading over here. And I think we're ready to go for that first or second week of July.
All right. So all we need is some decent weather.
We need some good weather, and Fisher will be over there and getting that done for us.
Taking care of it and get it all resurfaced, ready to go. Otherwise, I know sports-wise, we've had both softball, baseball have been going on. And with fun days coming up, cross country is going to be a little busy. They're going to be a part of that.
There's a lot going on with our sports. So softball, baseball, they're heavy in their season right now, actually getting ready to get into postseason here before you know it. It seems like there's double headers almost every other night in the month of June. But we're representing and doing well in the conference. I think we're around 500 for both baseball and softball, and we're hoping they get hot as the postseason here comes. And yeah, you mentioned cross country. I see them actually out running in the community, you know, two or three times a week. So they're putting in a lot of miles and preparing for the fall already.
Yeah. That's because people that run in the heat are kind of, well... I can't do it anymore.
You won't see me doing it.
There was a day maybe when I would go and do stuff like that, but I don't do that anymore. Had your meeting here in the month of June, relatively quiet. It's a lot of things that come up that board has to take action on for the next school year, things like that. But pretty quiet meeting. Went pretty quick.
It was. It was a quick meeting. We had some action items that we took care of, and I think maybe two topics of interest that people might be wanting to know a little bit more about is our insurance premiums.
Yep.
The board went ahead and approved those, and it was a subtle increase from the previous year, and it was really allocated specifically towards one specific policy.
Yeah. Everybody's getting that. Wind and hail.
Yeah.
And folks, if you're looking at your home insurance and you're going, why is this going up? Wind and hail.
Yeah. So with all the different storms that we've had as of late, our insurance honestly said that they're going to go to 1% of your assessed value. And if you look at our overall assessed value, you know, we're going to be in that $40 to $50 million range. So you quickly start doing the math. If we were to have a a wind or a hail situation come on, we were going to have a $400,000 to $500,000 just to pay the premium.
That's deductible.
Yeah, that deductible. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So, and by the way, we're not the only school. All the schools were getting that. EMC, I think they have over 320-some, maybe, of the 370-some schools in the state.
I'm sure they have 90% of them. Yeah.
And they took some big hits. Well, all we got to do is look at a couple of tornadoes that happened.
Absolutely.
Buildings that were damaged. And again, that's the same thing.
So we bought down that deductible, okay. Jim, is what we ended up doing.
You did just down to what, about 50,
it was 25,000, I believe, 25? Is what that deductible is if we were to have an incident. Yep. That, obviously, that's much more manageable than the 500,000.
And you can do that, again, by increasing your premium a little bit.
Correct.
Just being able to do that. And again, you're not the only school that's doing. Hey, by the way, the cities did that a year ago. They were going through the same thing. So, again, all of the damage from the storms and weather, it's... Insurance companies got to cover it somehow.
They have to cover for that. So yep.
That part done. The other big one, I think, I know you had been in, should I call it negotiation? I don't think so. It wasn't really negotiating. It was just discussions. How can we work this out? A school resource officer.
Correct. Yeah, we actually started that conversation with the city, I'd say 3 to 6 months ago. And it was just, is this a partnership that both of us think is going to be a good fit? With the incidents and situations that happened as of late, we started to really investigate that and find out, would it be value added to have a school resource officer on our campus at various times periodically throughout the day? And honestly, I reached out to a lot of different schools that are engaged in that, and I got positive feedback. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we're excited. Our board approved it, and the city also approved it, so we did join into a 2080 agreement. And Ethan Bailey will be spending part of his time really proactive, preventative measures, building relationships with our students, our families, to making sure that he's able to support our community and our schools.
When, of course, he left here as our school resource officer and went and took the position as chief, but I know he was already trying to do more, spending more time around the school when he could. There are times when he's not going to be able to, just depending on calls.
Correct. You know, the size of Ogden and what, his duties, it's going to obviously, he needs to take care of the city, mm-hmm. and he's also going to have to take care of us. Some of those 2080 agreements, it specifically will say, hey, the person shall be in the building from X to Y. We just said that we wanted him to be in the buildings for a minimum of 8 hours a week. And honestly, those pop in, be able to support, at the beginning of the day, end of day, during the lunch hour, maybe come in and teach a specific class for some of our younger students.
Sure.
So it just gives both the city and the school some flexibility. And we think that this is a good way, and we'll revisit it on an annual basis.
Sure. And again, right away, he's already spent time in school. And we see little incidents show up, and it's not just there. It's, I see them at all the different schools, even with after all the issues Perry went through, they had little incidents that would come up during the year when just having a uniformed officer kind of calms things down pretty quickly.
100%. Yep, absolutely. And I think Ethan had, with his experience of being an SRO previously, mm-hmm. serving in the Ogden already, it just made a lot of sense. So I'm glad that both of our boards approved that.
And just so, people do understand, I think our law enforcement as a group in the county, they've been going around and going to each school. So officers get an idea what the layouts are and what could happen if they get called to one of those schools.
Correct. I've been very impressed. They actually reached out to me probably February, March. Mm-hmm. And on a monthly basis, they're going into different schools just to familiarize themselves with those campuses, the interior of the building. And obviously, I think they're doing some specific training inside of there.
Sure.
So the partnership with our law enforcement extends beyond just Ogden, the city of Ogden, mm-hmm. and Chief Bailey. It's also with the city, or excuse me, the sure. county. county and sure. other agencies.
Yeah. So those that will respond if they have to, and let's hope they never have to.
Correct.
They're trying to be prepared. Well, one thing that you did, well, it's been a busy year for you. You've had a lot of different things you were doing, but you did an annual report. Tell us a little bit about that. That I know is available online and people can look at it if they haven't seen it. I'm guessing some probably got sent out to patrons.
It did, Jim. I actually sent that out earlier, or last week, I believe, I sent it out to our patrons, and then we also posted it on our website. You know, and there's a lot of great things that go on in our buildings as far as educational experiences and making sure kids are gaining 1 year of education, making sure that they are prepared for life after school, as well as our activities, and that's our fine arts, our clubs, as well as our competition athletics. And I really wanted to try and figure a way, how can we quantify and measure all the great things that are going on? So our directors and myself, honestly, we just leaned into this project, and we think that it's a really nice brochure summarizing a lot of critical and helpful information about Ogden schools.
And what kinds of things are included for you there?
Yeah, so
I'll let you kind of summarize it a little
bit. You bet.
Bit.
Yeah, it's overall, it's an 11-page document, and it really starts out with some of our mission, vision, strategic plan work. It identifies some of those things. It highlights some of our demographics. It's interesting, our open enrollment over the last two or three years has even increased more than what it has. To our open enrollment is in is 200 and out is 50, so we're plus 150 on that.
Schools like that.
Yeah, we that's do good. Like that. So that's one thing that it really identifies. Ethnicity is another area that it talks about. And then we really get into our academics. How are we performing in comparison to others? And that's our ISAS scores, ACT scores, graduation rates, those types of things. Have a nice summary on our fine arts, you know, successes that they had either at the state or conference level. And then our activities. We really summarize our activities with state appearances, how well did we do in the conference, and even school records. We had a ton of school records, you know, and then you think about how long Ogden has been a community school, and our students are continually breaking season records or career records in those activities.
Again, we're talking cross country getting out here in the summertime, and there's a reason that they can do that. Again, part of the county, we do have a lot of competition at that level. You have some pretty good athletes that spend time out there doing that.
Between Boone County and even the West Central Athletic Conference that we're in, I would say for a 1A, 2A size school, it's probably one of the most competitive conferences in the state.
Well, we do have a lot of other things I know that continue to go on in the community. I know you're watching when they start talking about housing development, things like that, because obviously this is something it's good for the district. People will be moving in, and we potentially have more students coming in.
Absolutely. You know, and that's something that, you know, I think strong schools end up creating a strong community. Strong community promotes and grows a strong school. So, yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that we're continually having that. And I think that's part of the reason for this annual report is to make sure that we're highlighting and capturing the great things almost as a marketing tool, so to speak.
I know there's a lot of different variables in here, obviously students, but it also talks about staff. We got to highlight staff because we do have some transition going on there, but a lot of things are getting done because of really good staff.
We have great staff that have really invested a lot of time and energy, and we retain them. Our retainment rate for all employees, you know, so we have 112 employees, was 90% this year.
That's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good, you know, and some of that is due to just natural attrition and or retirement, those types of things. Overall, when we have 90% of our staff returning, I think the measure for teachers is that it was like 12.4 years of an average that they've been in Ogden school. So once they get invested into our system, I think they really appreciate it. They appreciate working with our kids, our community, and they stay.
I think a lot of people don't realize that about the staff, the attrition of the staff. When you have the retention, like 90%, you got to say that's really very good because they want to stay there. They're not out looking for other positions. Some may, for a reason or other, maybe a spouse moves or something like that, or something happens. But otherwise, That's pretty good to maintain that level.
That's something that I think I'm going to continue to look at and make sure. The time and energy that you put into a new employee and onboarding them, making sure that they get up to speed, build those relationships with the students and the families.
All that professional training.
Professional training. And if they exit your system within a couple of years, that's really hard on the students and everybody to upgrade and make sure. So we're really working on building a culture where once you're there, maybe you can go to another place and make a couple $1,000s more. But the other things that Ogden is able to provide, it's really hard for you to leave.
I know with some of the tests that are done, things like that, when you look at some of the data and stuff, one that always amazes me is, I think it's what, when you come out of fifth grade, what happened in sixth grade, seventh grade, right there? Because it always seems there's a little lull in development, academic development.
Correct. Honestly, we see a lot with our transition. So when you transition from our elementary to the middle school, and then honestly from our middle school to our high school.
And I'm guessing most districts see the same kind of thing.
They do. And I think it is just how do we identify and reduce those so that we are not backsliding? Because honestly, some of the results that are coming out of our elementary, we got 90% proficiency in some of our grade levels, which is just phenomenal. Overall, across our district, if you go 3rd through 11th grade, we're at 79% proficient, which is quite well. We want to continue to raise that bar.
Yeah.
But when we're looking at a state average of 56%, we're definitely doing well.
And always, you work on improving. People will pick maybe one class or one grade or something like that. They miss the big picture of it. Overall, what you're looking at for all of the classes. And I know occasionally you get, just depends on numbers. And again, it's same like ACT scores. It just depends on the number that are taking it and if they have a good day.
Correct.
That's to me, if they have a good day, then everything looks good.
Yeah. You know, those tests, it is one measure. And I think it's important to look at that measure, but we need to also remember there's lots of different measures that we need to take in consideration when we're looking at our overall success and not just looking at a test score.
All right. So you have your new administrative team pretty well rolling in here over the next week or so. I'm pretty sure they're all excited. So what are we doing as we start to get ready for the new school year then?
Absolutely. So yeah, honestly, we have four different administrators coming in and or directors that are coming in. And two of them were internal transfers. They've been doing a really good job spending time with the people that are leaving and really doing some onboarding here in June. Mm-hmm. So I hope that they're ready to jump on and move forward full speed ahead in July. And then we do have two new coming in. And I think Derek Carlson is our high school principal. He moved in last week.
Okay.
It was really fun to see the community to support him.
They all of a sudden showed up.
They showed up and helped move him in. So, he's on board. And then Shay Jones is our Dean of Students, and she'll be joining us here in August. But honestly, July is really getting our leadership teams together and looking at, so we have this strategic plan. How do we actually make that thing come to life? Mm-hmm. And we really look at data such as what's in the annual report, and we say, let's celebrate where we're doing well, and let's try and identify how do we improve in those areas that we're not maybe performing at the level we want.
Yeah, we would like to see improvement. Or again, for so much, if you can maintain so much, but you have that preference to continue to see at least growth everywhere if you can.
Correct. Yep. So really, the month of July, we'll be having a lot of either district level leadership and or our building principals. They're going to come together with their leadership teams and look at that data and then really ultimately create a goal for the 24-25 school year. And then we'll obviously work that plan. And hopefully next year when I'm talking to you, I'm able to celebrate our successes.
Yay, we did it. We did all of this. Some of the, other things that really we're looking at, we're going to have our regular board meeting coming up here in July. It'll be a new fiscal year. Then we go through all the finance stuff, get that all done. But really, we're talking about school not being able to start till the 23rd of August.
August 23rd. But, you know, honestly, I think you get past the 4th of July and all of a sudden it's right around the corner.
It's there. And, so you had to settle for the legislature wouldn't move on that day.
It would not move. Maybe next year.
Well, we'll present the arguments to them once again on it. Don't want to start during the fair. We did have that issue going on there for a while, but having a set date when it shows up on a Friday, that's a little tough for getting everything to work out. I do know you've had some, the hospital has been coming by doing some food distribution over there. I just wanted to hit on that. That's going to continue on Tuesday. I think, yeah, they come to Ogden on Tuesdays. That'll be on Tuesdays through the rest of the summer into August.
Those are those partnerships that I think are so critical for our community. And honestly, if it's critical for our community, that feeds down into our students, you know, so making sure that they are well nourished and prepared for, you know, just making sure that they're getting the food and nourishment that they need.
The Kids Club, do they still use your facilities during the summer?
Kids Club is still active and still on board. I think we're actually wrapping up our last week of summer school.
Okay.
But yeah, I was over there the other day and summer school was going on and they were letting out at 10 o'clock and we had a good number of kids that were heading over into the program there.
Okay, so they keep busy and they keep going all year.
They got activities, I think, every day for them to do.
Parents,
pretty good program.
Parents do like to have that happen, too. Josh Heyer has been a guest on our program today. I do want to appreciate, thank you for coming in during this school year. We're looking forward to coming back here in July. And boy, then it's here we go.
Here we go.
Ready,
absolutely.
Ready to go.
Thanks for having me,
coming
Jim.
In.